Larry's heart had been directed away from God because nobody had prayed for him. Isn't that a shame that we have so many people in a church and we don't know how to pray, so we just think, well, he's got a free will. If he wants to be lost, he can just stay lost. There's nothing I can do to change that. But there is something you can do to change that. You can change his life. You can get God to move on him. And that's just like people that come here for healing. When you come here for healing, you come here because you know that in this place, I teach faith about healing. And if you repent of your sins and you believe God, and when we pray for you, I guarantee you the King of the universe is going to heal you. I have seen him heal thousands of people in my life. Now, is it God's will to heal you? Yes. Is it God's will for you to walk in love? Yes. And why do some people walk in love and some don't? We've never learned how to pray. We've never learned to obey God. We've never learned, as women, we've never learned to submit in that quietness and gentleness of spirit and just pray. You know, this is something that almost nobody does. When somebody is, like this little lady's situation, if your husband was abusing your children, it's very hard to humble yourself, get on your knees, and just look up and start praying quietly to God. You know, if he's really a man that knows Jesus and he looks over and sees you doing that, it's going to have an impact on him. God will move. If you're there quietly seeking God to move on his heart while he's doing something bad to your children, I'm going to guarantee you God's going to move on his heart. Do y'all believe that? I do too. I know it for a fact.
That concludes part one of the Healing School titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone. We now join part two in progress.
You know, when we read the scripture a while ago about wives submitting to the husband and calling him Lord, we didn't get down to the part about the husband. See, the husband, it says, husbands, you are to love your wife like Christ loved the church. Now, if you're a man of God and you really do love Jesus, the way you're supposed to treat your wife is like Jesus treated the church. He was willing to give his life for the church. That's the way the men is to treat their wives. Now then, if you find a man that knows that and does that and walks in that God kind of love, then he'll usually have a pretty good wife. But very few men see their problem. You know, when I think about, just like the other day, I was over in Dallas and a young man and his wife came up for prayer. And I said, what's wrong with you, sir? And he said, I have brain tumors. I said, okay. I said, what's your relationship with your wife? He kind of looked over at her and said, it's okay. And I looked at her and I said, how's your relationship with him? And immediately she started crying. Now, that tells me something. You know that? That tells me that she's not too happy with him. And I said, so what is the problem between you two? He said, well, I did something that he doesn't like, and he will not forgive me. And I said, well, you have to forgive him. He said, no, I ain't going to forgive her. I said, but you have to forgive her. He said, no. I said, sir, you already got a brain tumor. I said, this is a tormenting spirit from the Lord, a demon of hell in your head that's causing you to die because of your unforgiveness towards your mate, and you refuse to forgive her. And he said, and I'm not going to forgive her. I said, sir, if you don't forgive her, you're going to die. He said, I don't believe that. I said, and let me tell you something else. If you don't forgive her, if you die, you're going to hell. He said, I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. I'm not going to hell. I said, well, Jesus clearly said in his word that if you do not forgive, neither will I forgive you. Does anybody ever remember hearing that scripture? It's in Mark 11, 25 and 26, very clearly that when you stand praying, you must forgive. If you do not forgive, neither will I forgive you your trespasses. Mark 11, 25 and 26. Let's put this up here right quick. And when you stand praying, now that's right after Mark 11, 23, 22, 23 and 24, which is two of the most powerful scriptures where God just told you can speak to a mountain. Whatever you say with your mouth, you can have it if you believe with your heart. Whatever you ask for, believe you received it, and it's yours. I mean, he's just given you two of the most powerful scriptures that you can do virtually anything with if you want to and if you know it. But then he turns right around and says, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And if he doesn't forgive you, do you think he's going to let you in heaven? No. If you're not forgiven, you're not going to be there. Somebody said, but I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. But Jesus said, you can be washed in his blood, but you still have to forgive. Is that what he said? Yeah. See, your relationship between you and the Father was cleansed by the blood of Jesus, but then he expects your relationship to be the same way between everybody on earth. So he expects you to forgive everybody. And as long as you don't forgive them, then you're going to live in torment on this earth. Now then, so many people don't know this, and so when it comes to this, husbands, love your wives, wives, submit to your husbands in all things, whenever you learn to pray for each other, I don't care who it is, and in some cases, like this gentleman here says, maybe the wife is the mean one. You know, there's some women out there that's not too loving. You know, some of them have never learned how to be a sweet, quiet, gentle, loving wife. In fact, there may be some of y'all in this room here. I don't know. I don't know any of you personally that well. I just know that if you take a woman that's married to a man and she never learns how to submit and be that sweet, loving woman, she's never going to experience what she would have experienced at home if she had obeyed God and done what he said. And because when you don't do what God says, if you're not that sweet, loving, submissive woman, then you're in rebellion. And the scripture clearly says when you're in rebellion, there's every form of evil in your house. The devil is there. So when you're in rebellion, rebellion is as witchcraft, and where witchcraft is, every form of evil is there. So if a woman does not ever learn how to submit to her husband, then there'll be demons of all kinds in your home. And they're going to torment you. They're going to torment your children. They're going to make your day terrible. And you're going to go through your whole life wondering why everything goes wrong all the time. And it's because you had a door open. Now, the minute you become the quiet, gentle, submissive woman that's walking in God's way and doing what he says, walking in love, even though your husband may be the meanest guy in town, you can change him. You can, when you learn to go to the throne of grace, God will move on his heart and change him, and you will come see that man that was a mean guy you couldn't get along with. You will begin to see him be that sweet, gentle, loving, kind man that you always wanted. But you have to obey God first and do what he says. Then you have to learn how to pray and go to the throne of grace. And if it's the other way around, and it's the wife that's not the loving, kind, sweet thing that she's supposed to be, and she's always retaliating with you and always coming against you, and saying things, she's not respecting you or none of those kind of things, and she doesn't even understand what she's doing, but she doesn't respect you. So whenever that happens, usually most men that are even in church don't know how to pray either. They just learn how to get mad at their wife, and so what's the first thing they want to do? Divorce. Get another one. No, let me tell you, we're all just exactly the same. You can get another one, and another one, and another one, and another one until you learn how to pray and walk holy and obedient to God's word. You ain't never going to get a wife like you want. Now then, if you're that sweet, gentle, loving husband that loves your wife like Christ loved the church, and you're loving her even when she's mean, when she does things wrong, or when she says something wrong. In fact, if she slaps you on the face, you said something, and she slapped you on the face, what do most men do, even a Christian man? They retaliate. Is that what God told you to do? When you get slapped on the face, what are you supposed to do? Turn the other cheek. Do we know many men that can do that? No? But see, we need those kind of men. If we have those kind of men, those men that learn to walk in love and do what God says, when you pray for your wife, if you're walking in obedience to his word, and you got a wife that's a rebellious woman, You can go to the throne of grace and kick the devil out of her, just like we talked about a while ago. You can go to the throne of grace, kick the devil out of your wife from the throne of grace, then ask the Father in the name of Jesus to move upon her heart and begin to change her and make her the kind of perfect woman that He would want her to be. And when you pray that, now He'll move on her heart and He'll do that. And then all of a sudden this woman that you couldn't get along with, she's the most beautiful, wonderful thing in the world. She's what you always wanted. But see, men and women never learn how to work their position. You know, they get into unforgiveness against their mate. They're in rebellion. They won't talk to him. They won't do nothing. I mean, they won't go nowhere with him. They let him know often that I don't like what you do. I mean, they voice their opinion. They're stiff-necked, obstinate. They're in anger and rage and everything else, and they're not that sweet, loving, kind wife. And the men do the same stupid thing. You know, they do the same dumb thing. And so you got to learn to do it God's way. And when you learn to do it God's way, I mean, just like this woman. There was a woman at another church one night. She walked up and she was crying. And there was another pastor there. And he asked her, said, honey, what's wrong? And she said, my husband is a drunk. He's an alcoholic. And she said, he beats me when I come home and he's been drinking. Sometimes he beats me, just brutally bruises on me. And she said, I have tried everything to get him to change. Even I've tried putting him in jail. And nothing works. Well, no, he's got a demon, and he needs to be free. And she said, I've tried to get him to come to church with me, and he won't. Well, no, if you ask him once and he says no, that's all. You don't have to keep on him. If you want him to come to church, you go to God. And you ask God to move on his heart to let him have a need to come to church. Because you can't change him. How many of you girls know you can't change your husband? I've seen women try this. Well, when I marry him, I know he'll change. No. He's going to get worse after you marry him. He's not going to get better. You've got to learn. You've got to serve God. And if you put God first, then you can go to the throne of grace for your spouse. And when you go to the throne of grace, if you've got all your sins repented of and you're walking in a love walk, you have forgiven him, and then you pray for them regularly.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.